We'll start in the Ozark St. Francis and Ouachita National Forests, damaged this week by severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and straight-line winds. Alette Little is acting public affairs team leader for the Ouachita and Ozark St. Francis National Forest. She said a popular recreation area on the Ouachita Forest was flooded.
Our Charlton Recreation Area. Charlton Recreation Area is located on Highway 270 in Montgomery County and consists of two developed camping loops. Loop B at Charlton was damaged.
Monday evening, rising water swept away two camping trailers and three trucks into Walnut Creek. But campers and area hosts were safely evacuated, and the winds also plagued the forest.
But there was blowdown of trees, some acreage as large as 10 acres. Some of them were blowdown due to tornadoes. Some of it looks like it was straight-line winds. So we had damage on every ranger district in the Ouachita National Forest, and there's some similar damage on the Ozark National Forest.
As a result, numerous places are closed to the public.
We have a number of areas closed, mainly roads due to culvert washout, so some flooding. Blanchard Springs has a tree down on the entrance road into Blanchard Springs Caverns. And then on the St. Francis District, there are quite a few trees down and some flooded roads as well. On the Boston Mountain Ranger District, there were 200 feet of White Rock Road that resulted in a landslide. So a lot of the districts had roadslide and culverts out, damage to roads.
Soaking rains undermine perched rock formations, and when the soil's washed away, they slide. Roads at Lake Weddington Recreational Area west of Fayetteville were flooded, and some cabins leaked.
One of the things that's hampered a lot of our district personnel is that roads are blocked either by fallen trees or flooded roads. So we're not able to get into certain areas to find out what exactly the situation is, but that's improving daily.
And across the forests, all campers and visitors evacuated before things got really bad. The Buffalo River surged with each passing storm, says Kevin Cherie, superintendent of the Buffalo National River Park, based in Harrison.
The sporadic nature of the storms, yet the intensity of each individual storm has caused significant fluctuations in the river. We have risen the flood stage and periodically drop just under flood stage, but within hours rising again back up to flood stage and over. So, of course, this makes it really difficult to make a call for the visiting public who want to try to get on the river, the ones who have the experience of at least being able to float at higher levels than normal and look for that sort of an exciting extreme sports type of experience. We don't really close the river unless it's at very extreme levels, but we do put out advisories as we see necessary. So we've been getting a lot of water, a lot of soaking rain. So when it does storm, we get significant runoff quickly down to the river, and that's why the rises have occur so rapidly.
National Park resource managers are attempting to assess damage from what is considered an extreme flooding event and continue to discover more.
Well, we've had to close presently roads like Still Creek and the road to Kyle's Landing have been blocked off, where we've had significant washouts. And we are, like I said, finding new and different challenges every day as a result of, like, the soaking that's occurring, things will slough off on a moment's notice, and before you know it, you have a hazardous situation. So we're recommending to people to call in when they can or check in at a contact station before proceeding on, activities within the park, to at least learn the latest updates that we may have, and to be patient with us, because there may be very short notice to some of the closures.
Lost Valley Trailhead and Campground were significantly flooded, and the handicap accessible bridge washed out. A young kayaker was rescued by Park Service employees and search and rescue Tuesday morning after capsizing 24 hours earlier. He was found literally hours before the flood inundated the river. Visitors are advised to call Park Dispatch to check on conditions. That's 888-692-1162. Last, we'll go to Devil's Den State Park, located 20 minutes south of Fayetteville, along Lee Creek. Constructed in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps, Monty Fuller, park superintendent, said they noticed the creek ominously start to rise Monday afternoon.
And about 3:30, we started watching the creek, and it came up from between 3:30 and, say, about 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock. The creek rose probably 10 or 12 feet above where it was. You kind of the north end of the park and Area A campground where the Lee Creek come over the bank and ripped out several campsites in the tent area, sites 9, 11, 13, 14, 10, and 12 are pretty much non-existent any longer. Some of the gravel parking lots are washed away. There are, you know, big chunks of asphalt washed away from the tent pads. The road is washed under and buckled, and one tent pad was left intact, but it moved about 3 feet. And so we got a lot of rocks and logs and just general debris in that area.
Flash flooding swept over and battered the main part of the state park.
As we come around by the dam itself has, you know, a lot of erosion around one end of it, which is nothing that's going to impact visitation, but it is, you know, very unsightly. And then we have to, as the water goes down, we'll keep inspecting the dam itself, make sure the integrity of it is intact. One of the floodgates was damaged, something that is, doesn't really hurt the dam. It just makes it where we can't operate the floodgates as we normally would. As you go further down into the park, you know, the playground was, the border around it was washed away. Some of the gravel out of it was washed out. We have a few picnic sites that were flooded and covered with debris, water hydrants washed away. The new suspension bridge that was built after the 2004 flood, and a side note on that is that the bridge was raised about 2 feet above the level before it was washed out in 2004. Well, we have pictures of water halfway up on the handrails of the bridge itself. The bridge normally sets 8 or 10 feet above the creek level, and water was coming over the top of that bridge, of the walkways and handrails. It caught a lot of debris, so it's got a lot of damage on it. And then the rest of the damage in the park was just erosion damage. So we have very similar damage that we had then. It's a lot of cleanup, a lot of siltation where the water eddied out and silt fell into pockets. So we've got a crew coming in from another park. It's supposed to be here later today to help us start cleaning up. And we'll get all the public areas cleaned up as much as we can before this weekend. And then we'll start on the areas that we have closed. You know, the trails, with the exception of one trail, the trails are open and they're in good shape. To the people that ride mountain bikes, the Fossil Flats Trail, which is also a great hiking trail, part of it washed away because it did run along the edge of Lee Creek. There are just sections of it that just are no longer there. They wasn't just washed out. The bank washed away and the trail is gone.
Superintendent Monty Fuller says they, too, evacuated campers on the 23rd, anticipating a flood event the next day. But again, as the death toll continues to rise in Arkansas from this past week's catastrophic storms, no visitors were killed or injured at Devil's Den or any other parks in the state. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.